House Resources will come to order. Today we'll be taking up confirmation hearings on the Board of Fish. Present Representative Edgman, Faircloth, Rosas, Co-Chair Gatto, and Co-Chair Johnson. We're going to do something a little different today. We have to be out of the room at 3 o'clock. So I am going to start with public testimony, and then that will, hopefully we can end public testimony today. And then Wednesday, we will be able to go right into hearing from the members. So because we have people called in, I hate to bring people back into Juneau and into the LIOs around the state. So if we can get that knocked out, I certainly want to do that. And I know that's a little unusual, but if we can get that knocked out, that will serve us in the future. The conferees today, William Brown of Juneau, Melvin Morris of Kodiak, and John Jensen of Petersburg. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify on the conferees? Would you please step forward and identify yourself for the record? Who you are, where you come from, what you want.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Reuben Hanke. I live in Soldotna, and I will be testifying for myself today. I would like to say that I support the governor's appointments for the Board of Fish. After attending board meetings in Alaska for more than 20 years, I believe that this is a good group of individuals. I have only had a few conversations with Mr. Brown, but I do believe that he will be a valuable asset to the board. Having access to economic knowledge will bring a new dimension to the board for sport, commercial, and personal use fisheries. Mr. Jensen and Mr. Morris are seeking their third consecutive term on the board. I think that by reappointing these two individuals, the board retains an incredible amount of fisheries knowledge that these men have accumulated in the last 6 years. While I don't agree with some of the decisions that this board has made in the past, I think that Mr. Jensen and Mr. Morris made their decisions using the science and guidance put forth to them by the department. Serving on this board is not an easy task, and I would like to thank Mr. Jensen and Mr. Morris for their continued service. I also realize that not everyone will be happy with all board decisions all of the time. Once again, I support the three appointees, and would like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee for the opportunity to speak this afternoon.
Thank you. Any questions for Reuben? Okay. Representative Gatto?
Reuben, do you represent an organized group?
No, I'm not today.
Today, but in your...
In the past, I have at some point, but we have an executive director for our organization that speaks for us.
And what's the name of the organization?
Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, sir.
Okay, thanks. That I was after. Thank you.
Additional questions? Okay, with that, we will go online. Jerry Merrigan from Petersburg, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Would you please identify yourself and who you represent, if anyone, and commence your testimony? I would like to say that we would like to keep the testimony as brief as possible today. I'm in my mind keeping a three-minute limit. I don't want to cut anyone off, but I certainly, if you start rambling, I reserve the right to do so. And, Jerry, before you get started, I'd like to recognize that Representative Seaton and Representative Wilson have joined us. Jerry, would you go ahead?
My name is Jerry Merrigan. I live in Petersburg. I'm representing myself, and I'd like to move forward John Jensen and Mel Morris's name forward to be reappointed to the Board of Fisheries. I never met Mr. Brown, but his resume sure is impressive, and I think the governor's nominee should move forward. I guess to reiterate the previous speaker, I guess the Board of Fish process is by nature, you're never going to make everybody happy. So in the end, I guess the real short of it is that you have to decide what you think is a good public process. What some people, their idea of it is, did they get what they wanted out of it? But I think the real definition is to, did the issue come up in a way that the public had input into it? Was it presented in a way that everybody understood it? Did the board members give the public access to themselves and the committee process? Mm-hmm. And did you have a good public process? And I think that's what we ask of our board members. And I think John Jensen and Mel Morris have done that. So it's some people may not like the end result in the end, but I think what we're really looking for at the Board of Fish is the continued public access to solving some that are always fairly complicated proposals. You know, everyone has an opinion, and in fisheries, I think everybody has at least a dozen. So I'll keep it short right there, Mr. Chairman. Please move these gentlemen forward if you see fit. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Merrigan. Any questions for Mr. Merrigan? Thank you. I appreciate you showing up to testify. With that, we will go to Paul Shandura, the Kenai, and I think, and if you'll identify yourself and who you represent, I think you're in Soldotna.
Actually, the LIO is in Kenai.
Okay. Thank you.
My name is Paul Shandura. I reside here on the Kenai Peninsula. I wear many hats in the community. One is the executive director for the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association. The organization I represent today wishes to acknowledge the efforts from the governor's office to find qualified candidates to fill positions on one of the most controversial boards in the state. The Board of Fish confirmation process is a unique form of public opinion rather than a testament to the individual's knowledge, expertise, or their work ethic. You may not like the decisions of the board, but you have to respect the commitment that each individual makes to attend meetings, listen to stakeholders, understand a myriad of complex laws, and to come to some conclusion with consensus. 3 years is a tremendous amount of time to offer a personal commitment to the betterment of the Alaskan public and the sustainability of our state's finite resources. We highly support Governor Palin's selection, maintaining a balance on the board, reappointing experience and leadership, as well as intelligence, new interest, and skills. Please confirm Mel Morris, John Jensen, and William Brown. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Any questions for Mr. Shandura? Ricky Geese, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Would you please go ahead, identify yourself, and present your testimony?
Yes, my name is Ricky Geese. I'm the executive director of Kenai River Sport Fishing Association. And on behalf of the association, I would like to echo the comments of the three prior speakers. Our organization supports the confirmation of all three candidates. They represent, with Mr. Jensen and Mr. Morris, a good continuity on the board in terms of commercial perspective on the boards. There's a lot of important issues that I think are going to be coming up in the next 3 years that will benefit from the continuity of those two members on the board itself. I believe that Mr. Brown being appointed to the board shows a good foresight by the governor's office of appointing somebody who has a lot of experience in economics. And I think bringing that skill and that resource to the board will pay dividends in the future in terms of making sure that some of the restructuring that's going to go on and possibly through the restructuring panels on the commercial side are viewed in a wise way with economic considerations. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Any questions for Mr. Geese? Is it Dennis or Denise Geese?
It's Dennis, and he's my father, but he had to leave the office here.
Thank you, Ricky. Is there anyone else in Kenai to testify?
Not at this time, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. With that, we will go to Kodiak. Al Birch, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you for holding this hearing. I'm Al Birch. I'm the executive director of the Alaska Draggers Association. I'm also a longtime fisherman. I own two fishing vessels. We started in the 50s. I've known Mel for years and years, find him to be a very honorable person. I've known Mr. Jensen a shorter time, quite pleased with his efforts to become knowledgeable of other fisheries, the wide scope of the fisheries in the state. Mr. Brown, I read his resume. I'm not familiar with him. I have talked to a number of other associations around the state that felt that he would be a very good addition, so I do support the slate going forward. Very, very important that we have a corporate memory and also, you know, have a new person coming on board that sounds like he has an open mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Birch. Are there any questions for Mr. Birch? I'm going to butcher this name. Tom Curimetis?
That's pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, my name is Tom Curimetis. I'm basically a sports fisherman. I have some commercial fishing permits. I've known Mel Moore since back in 59 or 60, both at the university in Fairbanks area. And I've lived in Valdez, Juneau, and Fairbanks, and now Kodiak. I'm saying straight out that I and a good friend of mine, Jack Alexander, both would like to ask you to confirm Mel Morris. Not only is he a fair person, but he's the kind of Alaskan we want to keep involved in our resources. So please confirm him and accept the fact that he's a good guy.
Thank you. Any questions of Tom? Linda Zozak, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman.
Would you please identify yourself for the record and present your testimony, please?
Yes, thank you. My name is Linda Kozak, for the record. I work with crab fishermen who fish the Bering Sea, Aleutian Islands. My family also has a set net operation in Bristol Bay, and my husband and I here in Kodiak are active sport fishermen, very avid during the summer months. And I am one of the unhappy people who had a recent experience at the last Board of Fish meeting where both of the proposals that I submitted were voted against by both Mr. Jensen and Mr. Morris. And I'm here today to say that I adamantly support them for reappointment to the board, and I'll tell you why. I believe that it's so important to have people who vote their conscience, people who look at the issue, consider all of the testimony, all of the ins and outs of an issue, and vote the way that they think they should, rather than trying to do something for expediency or for political reasons. And I believe it's really important to have the historical perspective that both John and Mel bring to the process. And while I have not met Mr. Brown, I've read his resume, and I believe that he would be a great addition to the board, and I would support all three going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Are there any questions? Thank you, Linda. Sean Dockerman? Are you there,
Sean? Good afternoon, Chairman Gatto and Co-Chair Johnson and the House Resource members. I'm Sean Dockerman, a 30-year Kodiak resident and a lifelong commercial fisherman. I've fished Bering Sea, crab, halibut, all the Aleutians, other Bristol Bay, salmon permit, jig here, and halibut fish in the Gulf of Alaska. I'm here representing myself today. I'd like to endorse the reappointment of Mr. Melvin Morris and Mr. John Jensen, the Board of Fish. I'm not familiar with Mr. Brown, so I can't say too much about him. I can say one thing about these two members there of the Board of Fish. They have the knowledge and good judgment on deciding state fisheries issues. And I may not agree, as the other gentleman said earlier, with all the Board of Fish decisions. But overall, I respect Mr. Morris and Mr. Jensen for their leadership and their dedication to sustainability and protection of Alaskan fisheries. So I hope you will reappoint them quite quickly. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions of Sean? With that, we'll go to Dillingham. Robert Hayano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. My name is Robert Hayano. I'm a lifelong resident of the Bristol Bay area, subsistence fisherman, commercial fisherman, and at one point in my time, a operator, owner and operator of a small sport fish camp here in the Nishigak River. Speaking in favor of reappointment of Mel Morris and John Jensen, I believe they bring a wealth of experience and expertise to the Board of Fish process. Their knowledge of the federal fisheries and how that affects and the interaction between the state of Alaska, I believe, is extremely important to Alaska. And I believe that with the proposals we're seeing in the salmon from this industry about restructuring the fishery, that these people with their past experience will be key to making sure that the coastal communities are so dependent on those fisheries and the residents that reside in those communities aren't adversely affected. And I don't know enough about Mr. Brown to provide you any comments today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert, hang on just a second. We have a question from Representative Faircloth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Robert, could you tell me, do you believe that the development of Pebble Mine can be done without impact to Bristol Bay?
I haven't seen any information to date that would allow me to make that conclusion.
Follow-up, Representative Faircloth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you believe Pebble Mine would adversely affect your ability to fish in Bristol Bay?
I I think it would have an impact to the fishery. I don't know about my ability to fish. Just let me give you a little bit of background and maybe help you understand where I'm coming from. At one time, I actually seined for a herring in Prince William Sound, and I haven't in a number of years. And I directly relate that to the Exxon Valdez oil spill, and I'm fairly put off, as many commercial fishermen, as a result, and the length of time it's taken to resolve that issue. And I think that's just a fact of what large, well-financed corporations are able to do in light of a disaster that could happen. Probably more importantly, I think the publicity that the Pebble Mine is receiving will have an impact as to the marketability of the Bristol Bay salmon.
Follow-up, Representative Fairclough.
Robert, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but the Board of Fisheries is going to be a determining factor at some point in taking up the issue of the Pebble Mine development. And I would put on the record that I may not be pro, I'm not pro or con the issue. I just like to see the process go forward so that we can hear the discussion. But what I want to know is, do the fishermen in the area believe that it should go through the process, or should it just stop now? I'm trying to see in your recommendation how you might be leaning towards that.
Well, speaking for myself, I think that the it's one thing to say or to support having it go through the process. I firmly believe that process was significantly weakened for the protection of the fishery resources and their habitat by some actions taken from the past administration. So if you were to ask me today, am I comfortable with that, I would have to say no, because I believe that the process has been weakened as for the protection of the habitat and the fishery resources. So I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done to strengthen that process, or at least bring it back to where it was before the changes were made by the past administration.
Follow-up, Representative Fairclough, is that it?
Thank you for your testimony, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Is Robin Samuelson there?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Robin Samuelson. I'm the president of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, which represents 17 villages within the Bristol Bay region and roughly 6,000 members. I am in support, and the organization is in support of both John and Mel on getting reappointed. We feel that continuity of the board members and the issues is very important. Both of these members were out in Bristol Bay at the last Bristol Bay Board of Fish meeting. They've treated our fishermen fair, commercial fishermen. They treated our sportsmen fair. And most importantly, they treated the subsistence users fair. One of the big things that Bristol Bay is facing is restructuring proposals, Mr. Chair. And these board members were on when the restructuring proposals, we have three of them for Bristol Bay coming up. And I would hope that these people would truly be for the Alaskans and the Alaskan communities. And a lot of these restructuring proposals are making the rich richer and the poorer poorer. And I happen to represent the region, which is quite poor because of the low fish prices and the high fuel costs and food costs out here. And I think we'll get a fair shake from these guys, Mr. Chairman. And I wish that the Board of Fish legislature would confirm the appointments.
Thank you, Robin. Any questions? Representative Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Robin, thank you for testifying this afternoon. Very, very quickly, could you tell me, do you see conflict with the development of Pebble Mine and the fisheries?
Yes, my board, by resolution, has voted to oppose the Pebble Mine at this point in time until they could prove otherwise. We've spent hundreds, if not millions of dollars in restructuring our fishery to try to make it more economical for our fishermen. We're the first in the state to have ice barges. We're currently building another ice barge. We've invested heavily in slush bags, ice machines. We've had buyers up here that have toured our area Of course, Pebble comes up in them discussions, and I always ask them, if the Pebble has a spill, are you going to buy fish, continue to buy fish from Bristol Bay? The resounding response is no. There's other places that we could go that won't have tarnished fish.
Follow-up, President Fairbairn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Robin, could you tell me how many jobs the fishery employs in your region?
Well, for just about for every set net, that's two jobs. For every drift boat, it's usually three people. Those dollars turn over six times in our community. The exact number, we're right under 50% of ownership of permits right now. That's combined both set and drift net. There's 2,800 set net and drift permits. So, you take, 2,800, 1,400, multiply that by two, that's 2,800, and that doesn't include the cannery workers.
Representative Fairclough, follow up.
Thank you. So 28, and I know we're talking broad numbers. There's 2,800 employed by fisheries. With an economic development corporation, that's why I'm asking you this particular question. Do you know how much the annual wage would earn then by those fishermen? If there's 2,800.
Well, it was pretty embarrassing when we were getting 40 cents a pound about 4 years ago, but since that time, our fishery has increased to about an average of about 72 cents a pound for sockeye salmon this last fishing season. Some of the folks have gotten as high as 91 cents a pound. Fishing's the lifeblood of Bristol Bay, and some of the communities, most of the communities, like Dillingham, are not so reliant on the fishery as a village like Togiak or like Port Hyden. You get out to these really rural communities that are much smaller than Dillingham, there's no jobs, so the reliance on commercial fishing for that community is very, very great, because usually it's a commercial fishery that produces X amount of dollars to conduct your subsistence activity, and that's what carries our people through the winter. But I don't have a dollar amount off the top of my head.
Representative Fairclough.
Robin, I'd be interested in knowing the annual salary of those 2,800 individuals, even if it's a range by ownership. Could you tell me how many people are located in the region?
How many people are located within the Bristol Bay region? About 8,200.
8,200. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any additional questions for Robin? Thank you, Robin. Is there anyone else in Dillingham who hadn't signed up and wanted to testify?
Mr. Chairman, that information that the representative was requesting is available at TFBC for a good number of years.
And this,
that would be a good source for her.
And
thank
this
you.
Is Robin speaking, just for the record?
Yes, Robin speaking.
Thank you. Representative Seaton.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for clarification, that's Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, and the data is on their web site. And Robin, just for a little information, can you tell us what you've done in the industry and what your experience as far as Board of Fish or North Pacific Management Council?
Through the chair to Mr. Representative Seaton. Yes, I'm a former Board of Fish member. I served 3 years on the Board of Fish. I've also served 9 years on the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, representing Alaska. I also sat 3 years as a U.S. representative on the North Pacific Adirmas Fish Commission. I've talked fish all my life, basically.
Follow-up, President Seaton?
No, thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin. There was no one else in Dillingham. With that, we will go to the Matt Sue. Andrew Couch, are you online?
Yes, I am, sir. I'm Andrew Couch. I'm a sport fishing guide in the Matt Sue Valley, and I am I'm representing myself. And I would like to see new membership on the Board of Fisheries rather than Mel Morris and John Jensen. In the northern end of Cook Inlet, we've had conservation restrictions or conservation concerns that have not been adequately addressed during the last two board meetings for Upper Cook Inlet. At which time Mel Morris and John Jensen were on the the board and voted opposed the measures that would put more fish to just meet adequate escapement needs into the northern end of Cook Inlet. In addition, I think Mel Morris and John Jensen are very strong in support of the commercial fisheries, but have been so, have also negatively impacted the sport fisheries in Cook Inlet, not just the sport, but also the personal use and also the subsistence. And I think there should be candidates out there that could recognize the legitimate needs of all Alaskans, and in some cases, I think that Mr. Jensen, in particular, at our last board meeting, was saying that people that didn't have limited entry commercial fishing permits, who lived in the northern end of the inlet, did not have the right to catch more fish, but the commercial guys did, and I think that's totally wrong. And I think there's a lot of people in Matsu and Anchorage that would like to see a reasonable amount of salmon return to Upper Cook Inlet. And so that's why I would support a couple other people. As far as William Brown goes, I've heard some good things about him, but I do not know him. And I won't make any more comment with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions of Andrew? Bruce Knowles, are you online?
Yes, sir, I am.
Please go ahead and identify yourself, please.
I'm Bruce Knowles. I live in Willow. And I have been involved with the fishing issues up here for 10 or 15 years. I've served on numerous committees. Right now, I'm speaking for myself. I agree with Mr. Couch. I think it's time for a change on the Board of Fisheries. And I know that sometimes if you throw the fish back, you may not get a better one. And I understand that. But I think under the current management of this board, the Northern District has suffered drastically from poor management decisions. Right now, we have a sustainable salmon policy that is not being truly followed by the board on several occasions. Bad decisions have been made by not following the board not following the sustainable salmon policy by the letter. And I have to lay that at the feet of the board. And I just believe that there is too much partisanism on the board at this time. I have got to talk with Mr. Brown just a minute or two, but I know that the economic value of the fish are not truly being represented at the board. It's being glossed over, and I think that Mr. Brown would be able to really bring this to the forefront. So that's all I have to say at this time, and I don't envy you your job. Thank you.
Representative Gatto. Bruce, don't run off.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Representative Gatto, Bruce. I know you represent, your voice actually speaks for a great many of the sport fishermen, certainly in the Upper Cook Inlet. And I'm a little curious, and it's a personal question, but it's going to get me to where I'm interested in going, and that is, how often do you personally fish in a summer? How many days?
Mostly on days that end with Y.
All right. So, that narrows that down. And your success rate over the last decade, your conclusion is that there are fewer fish now than at any other time? Am I correct?
That is correct. I think there's fewer fish today. I still catch fish every day, but I just have to work harder. But I see more people having harder times and more people coming back without fish.
Okay.
And I see more restrictions. Right now, all of the fish that we fish for, let me back up, most of the fish that we fish for are fishing on some form of emergency restrictions that were put in place years ago, and we still have them. And while commercial fishermen have been given additional time to fish and increased time in last month, where they gave them increased time to fish and did not increase a single fishing period in the Northern District for sport fishermen. They did classify the Northern District's Susitna River sockeye as a stock of concern, and these fish have been shut down to the sport fishermen the last 3 years in a row. And the sustainable policy calls for an action plan, and the action plan that was put forth by the department is an actionless action plan, and the board bought it and left it that way. So I think that we're in trouble up here, and I think the people that come to the Valley and Fish, whether they be from Anchorage, Fairbanks, Cantwell, or wherever, are in trouble because we're going to see less fish. Our our sport fish biologist told the board that we had problems with our kings and our cohos and probably our sockeyes due to the floods, and they would not pass anything to increase sport fishing limits. But yet when the confish biologist told him he didn't think there was problems, they increased all the sport commercial fishing types. So that's where I stand right now, sir.
Thanks, Bruce. But you realize what we have in front of us are three nominations to the board. And I'm just curious, you say you didn't know Mr. Brown, but you're convinced by looking at his resume that he certainly understands economics. It's the other two. Do you feel like, do you know the other two well enough to make a comment, or are you just hopeful?
Well, I think we're between the devil and the deep blue sea. From the research that I've done, they couldn't find anybody on Kodiak that was less was not as partial as he was or wasn't as presidential towards sport fishing, and the same thing in Southeast. So, you know, we might have the best we can get with these two. I think it's time that we really, truly look at how the board is made up and maybe reconsider the whole process.
Thanks, Bruce.
You recognize, Bruce, that is not before us today.
I understand that. He asked for my personal opinion, sir.
And I appreciate that. Thank you. Steve Runyon, are you available?
I am, sir.
Would you please identify yourself and go ahead with your testimony?
Yes, sir. My name is Steve Runyon. I represent myself today. I'm also a member of the Susitna Valley Advisory Committee, and I've been involved with the Mad Valley Advisory Committee the past several years. Working with the Board of Fish and the advisory committees trying to pass regulation and using the best available data. And thank you, Representatives Johnson and Gatto and members of the committee for holding this hearing today. I'm here to speak out against Mr. Morris and Mr. Jensen, most specifically Mel Morris, just on the basis of his personal integrity and whether or not he has the ethical qualifications to rule as the chairman of the Board of Fish. The reason I say this is that he owns M&M Seafood Processing, which is a broker of Cook Inlet cod as well as other statewide cod salmon. He testified in April 2007 at his ethics disclosure that 20% of his annual income is derived from his working for M&M Seafoods. He owns M&M Seafoods, which he did not disclose. At the most recent Board of Fish meeting for the Cook Inlet, a new member of the board, Howard DeLille, was questioned intensively about a possible conflict of interest that he might have that would exclude him from ruling on some 60 Cook Inlet issues. His possible conflict of interest was, and Mr. Morris ruled that he should not speak. Mr. DeLille asked that the board decide. When the board voted, they voted 3-1 to let Howard speak, the sole dissenting voice being from John Jensen. The possible conflict of interest that Howard DeLille had was a $7,000 value set net permit that he may or may not receive. Actually, his wife will or will not receive when her mother dies. It's a latent set net permit. It's not fished. Any decisions Howard made may have affected the future value of the sale of that permit. According to Mr. Morris's own statements, though, his earned income from his ownership of M&M Seafoods is more than $7,000 each year, plus the residual income he will receive from the sale of his company is directly affected by any decisions he makes regarding Cook Inlet salmon. This is a very serious conflict of interest, and whether or not it actually did influence his decisions regarding Cook Inlet salmon, it casts a taint upon them because there is that question. He does have a very high personal interest in these salmon, so the question obviously arises, can he make objective, open-minded decisions regarding any kind of Cook Inlet salmon allocations? That's pretty much all I had to say. I just hope you will consider the ethical considerations of these two board members when deciding whether or not to confirm their reappointment.
Thank you, Steve. Any questions of Steve? Tom Logan, are you available?
Yes, I'm here. I'm Tom Logan, Valley resident, and I'm a sports fisherman, not a commercial fisherman. At one time I was, but not now. Mr. Brown looks like he's got a good resume as far as economics. I got no problem with him. My problem is with Jensen and Morris. They do not deserve to be put on this board any longer under their leaderships. They have destroyed the Upper Cook Inlet fishery. The streams up here in the late 60s, early 70s, was full of fish of all kinds, kings, reds, pinks, and dogs. But now it has decreased to where there is hardly none, and I have a hard time getting a fish at all. So I'm going to terminate with that. I'm just against those people. I don't want them back on this board under no circumstances. I think Sarah's done us a very bad disservice by appointing them.
Any questions for Tom? Thank you. Is there anyone else in the MATSU who hadn't signed up that would like to testify? With that, we will go to Homer. Leroy Cabana, are you available? Hello, Homer.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead and identify yourself and who you represent and commence your testimony.
My name is Leroy Cabana. I'm a lifelong Alaska, lifelong commercial fisherman, depend on commercial fishing for almost all of my income. I'm here to testify in favor of all three candidates, John Jensen, Mel Morris, and William Brown. I've had prior experience with the Board of Fish for at least 25 years. I've seen many, many members serve on the Board of Fish. I cannot recall a more fair-minded or balanced person than Mel Morris. He has served the Board of Fish in a very, very honorable fashion. John Jensen, he's of the same caliber as Mel. I don't know him. I haven't seen him as much, but he seems to be a pretty fair and pretty balanced person. I've had the luxury of listening to the past testimonies, and I was encouraged to hear almost without any discourse the rest of the state supporting Mel and John and Brown. It sounds like the Matsu Valley is definitely upset about not having fish, and I think they're looking for somebody to blame. I don't know what the Board of Fish could have or couldn't have done. I sat in on this past Board of Fish fishing game testimonies, and there's a lot of unanswered questions in the MATSU, and they'll have to sort that out over time.
Leroy, if I could get you to address your testimony to the members and not other people's opinions, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. I'm just here to testify in favor of John, and I didn't realize I was going off that far. So
that's quite all right. It happens. You're emotional about it. I appreciate that.
Right on. So, anyway, I really don't have much to add to all of the positive testimony that I've heard about John and Mel and even William Brown. So I'll just shorten it up there. You guys have a long day, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Leroy. Is there anyone else? I'm sorry, do you have a question? Representative Gatto has a question for you, Leroy.
Leroy, are you both a commercial and a sport fisherman or just one?
No, sir. I'm a sport fisherman with a seine permit, okay? I sport fish all the time. You know, that's something that I find. In fact, my entire family sport fishes all the time. So, but I make my living commercial fishing, so I feel like, you know, ethically I have to disclose that that's where I make my living.
And thank you very much.
Are there any additional questions for Leroy? Is there anyone else in Homer that would like to testify?
No, there isn't. Thank you.
Is there anyone else online who hasn't had a chance to sign up or signed up late who would like to testify? Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like
to? I have someone in the MATSU that would like to testify.
Okay. If you will make sure that we get the name and the proper spelling, we'd appreciate that. And if you will just go ahead and have that person identify themselves.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Pat Donaldson. I'm a resident of the Matsu Valley, a local fishing guide here.
Sorry, was it Todd, T-O-D-D?
Pat, P-A-T.
And Dawson?
Donaldson, D-O-N-E-L-S-O-N.
Thank you, Pat. Go ahead.
Yeah. I sat in on the Board of Fisheries meetings this year in Anchorage just a few weeks ago, and it was my first opportunity to sit in on meetings, on those type of meetings. I was also involved in the Matsu meetings that happened just before the actual Board of Fisheries meetings. And I guess I was just overwhelmed being a newcomer to that process at how slanted all of the decisions and all of the deliberations that were made in those meetings seemed to be toward the commercial fishing interests. And I do have an interest in the sport fish, and I'm a fishing guide. I do make an income from taking people fishing here in the rivers, but it was just baffling to me to see how skewed it was, and it was sort of frustrating, too, at the same time. So I felt like Mr. Morris, especially in the face of testimony even from the Department of Fish and Game biologists that are in this area, continually made decisions based on what seemed to be a perspective and an interest rather than on biological information he was getting from the biologists that were offering it to him at these meetings. Leading the discussion, comments he made, things, decisions that he made in the face of what seemed to be clear biological warnings to do something different, he would choose instead to lead the discussion in a way to favor the commercial fishing interests. So I'm totally opposed to seeing him on the board again. Also, Mr. Jensen seemed to follow suit quite closely with what Mr. Morris was doing. And it was just really, really, really frustrating to me. And being the first time seeing it, it was kind of shocking, to be honest with you. So those are my comments at this point.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Pat? Thank you, Pat. Is there anyone else at Matsu who wants to testify, or anyone else online? Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to testify? Please identify yourself for the record and state who you represent.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jerry McCune. I represent United Fishermen of Alaska, the largest statewide group. We support Mel Morris and John Jensen for reappointment to the Board of Fish. I just now met Mr. Brown, so we didn't know much about him, so I just now met him. And it seems like after reading his resume, like everybody else, seemed like he would be a good candidate for the Board of Fish. Thank you.
Any questions?
Let me ask.
Representative Gatto.
Thanks. Jerry, do you support fish?
Occasionally, when I have time, through the chair, Representative Gatto, I do when I have time, like in the fall. Usually, I'm pretty busy during the Copper River season or the hatchery fishing, so I do occasionally. Yeah. Most people do in rural places like Aroa, go sport fishing or some other kind of, you do a lot of hunting and sport fishing when they can.
But if I were to ask, if I can follow, if I were to ask you, if you make your living dependent on commercial fishing, would that be an accurate statement?
Through the chair, Representative Gatto, I would say that would be an accurate statement. I make a living from fishing. I've been fishing since I was 9 years old, so I don't know too much besides talking to you here today at this committee meeting. That's what I do.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to testify? And once again, is there anyone else online who didn't get an opportunity to testify who would like to? Hearing none, I will close public testimony. And with that, we have to clear this room. I do want to apologize to Mel and Mr. Brown and Mr. Morris. It is Mel Morris, and I'm needing my glasses. Mr. Jensen, we will take this up Wednesday. So we will be taking your testimony on Wednesday. I apologize for you having to sit and listen through this, although it may give you some insights as to some of the questions we will be asking. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Hearing none, we will stand adjourned.